Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to a new Monday. This is the first Monday in May. We've never seen this day before. And you know what? We will never see this day again. But you know what? It's just me and you, you and I, us together tonight. And guess what? We are talking about me. Ta-da-da! April was National Poetry Month. And I was going to get a poet on, and I was like, duh, talk about me and what I have going on, and also see what the Lawlessers have to say or want to say or whatever the case may be. So happy May to each and every one of you. May every day be filled with love, peace, and joy in abundance. I am LSO, the founder and owner of Treat to Things LLC, and LSO exclamation point. I am a HBCU undergraduate. Yes, I had to say HBCU, yes. And I'm also a master's summa cum laude graduate. And that's just some of the backbones of my educational hashtags, my LSO journey. Brooklyn's very own LSO is not just an author of three published, self-published books, that is, of erotica, and also one inspirational slash empowerment book. There's so much more to LSO and the brand. The inspirational and empowerment speaking brings smiles, the writing, advertising, spoken word artist, and acting. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. All of that is up under LSO. Hashtag love yourself organically. LSO was told to do big things. Hashtag I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without regrets. I so enjoy what I do. I'm now living in my passion and I love it. Let's not forget, you know, this is why we're here tonight. The host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Aha, yes. LSO has a talk show, ladies and gentlemen, with more on the horizon. Speaking life into self is an affirmation that yes, I can and I will. LSO's creative diversity captures you and introduces you to outside of the box experiences, encouraging you the freedom of reflection of self, accepting self in totality and in abundance, creating the space for your imagination's truth, and seeing beyond a space to be your true self. Her creative diversity captures you, and her no judgment, encourages you total liberty of being yourself, being free. Her work is best created with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce. In your mind, the work can be a combination of fantasy and truth. Either way you care to enjoy it, it's all up to you. LSO ignites your soul to surrender, to enjoy the known and the unknown. All your senses captivated and you're loving it. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, the escape of pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready for this evening's topic, Talk Back to Me, all about LSO. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions or call in with your statements or call in. Just be a part of the show. And remember, a spanking may be necessary, but don't worry. LSO have paddle and whip ready. Well, you know, she do have it in her collection. Hey! Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies. Tonight's topic is Talk Back to Me, all about LSO. So I composed some questions to ask in the group. I had kind of a busy weekend, so I didn't post the questions till late. But we did get some responses. So, you know, those who are on the line, if you want to chime in at any time, you know, hit me up, text me, inbox me, and let me know. So y'all know how we do it. I ask the question, go into the group, see what the group say, and then I talk to you. So the first question was, has LSO been a friend, been a sister slash friend to you, and explain? And nobody answered that question. How dare they not answer that particular question? But let me just say, I take my friendships very, very seriously. And I take my sisterhoods very, very seriously as well. And my true friendships have bloomed into family relationships. And some have traveled that path from, like, maybe public school, high school, college. And then some you just click with, and you know that this right here is your family member. This right here is your sister. This right here is your brother. And some people don't understand the dynamics of that, because there are some people that believe men and women cannot truly and sincerely be friends. Now, I have a best friend who is a male, and we've been friends since high school. And no, we've never slept together. No, we never anything together. He is truly my friend. And others have spoken into our friendship, like, how can y'all have been friends this long and X, Y, and Z? Because that can truly happen. If that's what you and that person want, and that's what y'all aim for, then that's what it is. Now, sometimes I call him most times I call him my bestie. When he pisses me off, I call him his full government name. And then there's other times I may mention him as a brother. But the point is, how I cherish people in my life and to the degree that I cherish them. And the people that I place in my life that travel the journey of being a friend to being a sister or a brother, they feel the same way about me as well. And this is not a one-sided thing where one gives more than the other, because we're in this together. And when at any point it becomes lopsided, you have to reevaluate and put things in perspective so that everyone is benefiting from this engagement. And the sincerity in the relationships that I have, you know, it happens by default. It happened in the title of a brother or sister or whatever relative that, you know, relative title that was given. So, you know, you should move on. I mean, you should move to the beat of your drum and not no one else's. And the friendships, when it becomes like siblings, we fight as if we were birthed from the same parents. We argue like we were birthed from the same parents. But the end result is I have love for them, and they have love, and they have love for me. So if you are my friend, I am just as much of a friend to you as you are to me. And those that, you know, the friendships bloomed into something more, as a sisterhood or you're my brother, then that's what it is, and we treat each other accordingly. So do y'all do the same thing in your friendships or in your sisterhoods? Do you come a long way? I mean, or if by happenstance, I guess that's the way you can put it, someone became your friend or became your sister throughout the journey of your life. One of the questions, one of my sisters, she had posed, my niece and I, we were in a car one day, and we was going grocery shopping, but we sat in the parking lot of the grocery store for about 3 hours, just people watching. And then one of my sisters called, and we were talking on the phone, all three of us, and the question was, do you have a lifeline, or who is your lifeline? And we never really thought about that until she posed that question, and that hit so hard. Like, who are your lifelines in your life? Now, you have all these friends, all these family members. How many can you count on to be a lifeline for you? Now, when we had a couple of shows back, we did a show on friendship when it was the WAP panel. It was three of us. It was Valerie, Twin, and I. We've been friends. We've been together since high school. And we were talking about friendships. Now, Sahi came on, and that's my sister from college. But when you heard all three of them speak about me, Sahi made this point of, if I need any of them, they will form like Voltron. And I'm like, wow, that's like a high praise to know that you have people in your corner, and those, the Voltron, are those who you can call your lifeline. And then Valerie made the statement of, you call on people for certain things. Like, because you know some people just not going to do certain things, or they prefer, let me put that maybe a little bit better, they prefer not to do certain things. So if you know that person A doesn't like going to lounges or don't like smoke or whatever, you're not going to ask them to go hang out with you in places like that. Why? Because you know that they don't like it. But if that same person is the person that you need to call when you need a shoulder to cry on, then that's what you do. That's what you utilize that person for. Everybody have a purpose. And if people are not serving a purpose in your life, then they got to go. Because why are they there? That's just my motto. We are in this together. If you're not serving, if I'm not serving a purpose for you, or you're not serving a purpose for me, what are we doing? What are we really doing? You know, genuine relationships, it's a give and take within the relationship. And it shouldn't be one is given more than the other, and one is taken so much that it's depleting the other. So, am I a friend and sister in my relationships? Yes, I am, to the umpteenth degree. LSO, are you in a relationship? Yucky. Someone answered the question, said, Nanya, LMAO. So I said, that's the same answer that I'm going to use tonight, Nanya. And then another gentleman, he said he's single and available for mingling. So I'm like, all right now, but it was about me, so I guess they took it for them. And the young lady is scratching her head as if, are you? Are you not? Well, let me save y'all from thinking and placing your own words in the blank. I am single. What y'all thought I was going to say? What y'all thought? Set your mind. No, hashtag, I am not in a relationship. The last person was not for me. We're, you know, getting to know each other or whatever, but apparently that wasn't for me. So, you know, God tends to save you from making mistakes. Sometimes he'll allow you to go through certain things, and then when you get too far, he'll reel you back. And in a relationship, you build together, you encourage each other, and you hold yourself accountable. And when people are not holding themselves accountable, regardless what it is, then that's not good. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for either parties. And then when people place the blame, or when people become in competition with you, that's not good. I always say, compliment me, not compliment me. You know? But that's just me. And remember, when you point your finger, there's more fingers pointing back at you. So you need not do that. Maybe you need to raise your eyebrow and, you know, like my mom would do, toot her little lips up when she's trying to get your attention and for you to look in a certain direction. And a relationship, you don't compete. Like I said it already, you compliment and compliment each other by bringing 100% to the table. Before, I used to think, and I hear people still say, you bring 50-50. No, because if I'm bringing 50, where's that other 50 at that I'm not bringing? Where's that? Is it with someone else? Is it still holding on to baggage? Where's that other 50%? And the same for you. If you bring 50, then where's your other 50%? Do somebody else have your heart? Are you loving someone else? Are you in a broken relationship or trying to get out of a relationship, or you're in a complicated relationship? No. Now, if we both bring 100, that means we're coming in total and we're putting everything together to build from that. So my thing is, when in a relationship, I'm going to bring 100%, and he must bring 100% too, and he must bring it from the jump. If this is what's going to be, then this is what it is. You know, and a lot of times people don't court anymore. People just strictly straight to whatever. And that's not, well, I can't say that's not good, because everyone is entitled to do whatever it is they feel they would like to do for themselves. But just be respectful in whatever it is that you do. But I find that in trying to date now is very difficult, because a lot of people see me as the work that I do, as opposed to the individual that I am. Now, yes, I enjoy my work, but people need to know how to separate the two, that's yet one of the same. And some people can't. So that's not my fault if they can't. But holy who. But in relationships, you there's a give and a take. And sometimes I'm noticing that people tend to want to take more of what you are willing to give. So for me, I'm weighing my options and taking it slow. And I'm like, Lord, you know, you're going to have to send me this man, because I tried it on my own and it didn't work. And I actually wrote a letter to my future husband, and I left like a big blank. And in the blank was, because they always say, ask for what you want. And I don't want to miss asking for something, you know, because you ask for a good man. God will give you a good man, but then what if the man beat on you? Or what if the man can't cook, or what if the man don't live up to what you were expecting of him, but you got a good man. So you got to fill in all those little blanks with what else you need from him. So that's why I got a big, big space so I can, when I go back, I can add something else that I may have forgotten. And then, you know, ultimately I'll be like, you know, God, you know my heart. But then even still, I still want to make sure those blanks are filled in so I can get exactly what I want. I don't know where he is, if he's out there looking for me. But if he is, I'm right here. I'm right here. So, Okay, would you like to be in a relationship with LSO? Wow. Why not? I just got a funny meme, mime, however you say it, where a little boy turning and looking, but that person is a brother. You see how you can have siblings and y'all can have these relationships? But that was in all in jokes. But for me, I know of one person, and I know of one that told me, and I think there's two others, but they have not made it known. And when I ask, they, you know, avoid the question. So if you want to avoid the question, I'm going to avoid the answer to your question. Simple. See how that works? But maybe I could be wrong. Maybe they don't want a relationship with me, or maybe they're not pressuring me. But I do know of one person, because they actually mentioned to me that they would like a relationship, or that they've been crushing on me for X amount of time. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I don't want to be in nobody's situationship. So, yeah, I will remain single until my Mr. Right for me come along. And when he come along, I'll know, just like he'll know, because we're going to bump heads. Hey, mister. Hey, mister. But I forgot to bring my water. I forgot to get my water and bring it. And who knows if I'm going to actually get up and go and get it. But my mouth is beginning to get dry, unless one of you want to come on and talk to me. But I'm going to play some music because, you know, of course, we have to play music for the past couple of weeks. We did not play music. So I know two definite people who was happy. No music was played. Why? Because they don't like the music unless it's their favorite song being played. Unbelievable. But anyway, I do have to play music, so don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I will be right back. And the next question is, what do you like about LSO? Oh, okay. Well, hold tight. I'll be right back.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
He said he didn't see it all, but I won't surprise him. We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open. Let me blindfold you. About to take over. I'm ready to show you. picture. Shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool, so he can finger painted. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. They call me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fits painted on with his weakness. Dripping wet, see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color and it's fit. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me in that body. Yo, you say I'm so next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clown. Should've joined the circus. You're cutting like a 9 to 5, like the way you work. Should've been the surgeon, the way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint, got him speaking German. Please call the doctor, put him on the table. I think I just lost him, somebody get the cable. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet, see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color and it's fit. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet, when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me in that body.
Wow, wow, wow.
What's up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this Flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons, what they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough of this argument. My best canarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carriage to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows it, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy. Her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that. I see the passion. We looking at each other. Her eyes slow dancing. She in control now. I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You are
already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Mental masturbation. The term fucking my brains out now makes sense. Fuck me with telepathy. Have my brain cells scrambling to answer. My brain waves are going crazy. I don't know if I'm coming or going. What am I feeling? Wait. As if you're touching me, but you're not here. My thoughts are hiding and I'm coming. I'm masturbating to your tune. The throbbing of you fucking me. Damn, I'm spanking my own ass. I'm pulling my own hair. Damn, wait a minute. This shit is so good. I'm muffling my cries right now. Yes, I love you. I like you. I lust you. It feels so good. I'm enjoying it immensely. Wait, I'm rotating my hips and gyrating. I'm bucking. Damn, wait, no, the rush I'm feeling, I feel you coming in me and my fluids rolling down my leg. The thickness has me sticking to myself. Oh, this is mind-blowing.
Well. Welcome back. This is LSO. Yes, what you have heard is a poem that's on the Eargasm CD. Yes, I also have a CD as well. Actually went into the studio to perform that, and it took about 3 hours to do the CD. You know what is interesting? Because 3 hours is making an impact on me now that I think about it. Because it took me 3 hours to do that entire CD, and can't remember how many pieces on it, but I do know there's 2 freestyle pieces on it. And my latest book, which is an inspirational book, it took me 3 hours to do that as well. So it seems that 3 is working for me, y'all. Excuse me, I'm sorry. 3 is working for me. Well, when I left you off with the question, what do you like about LSO? And a young lady put, good question. The person who created it. Oh, shit. So then I asked, what is it about her? And she put, LSO allow people to express their thoughts without being judged. You embrace your natural beauty. You let black women to embrace their natural beauty, mind, and soul, to follow their dreams. I could go on and on. Isn't that just cute? Oh, shucks. The gentleman put, the ability to separate herself from herself, yet keep creative juices flowing. And then another gentleman put, she is a whole vibe. Boop, that part right there. All of those are true. I am a whole entire vibe. And I'm very versatile as well. So I don't have to stick with just one genre of anything. I can transform to whatever needs to be done. I can stand and give inspirational, and then in that same breath, I can give you erotica too, so inspirational, erotic. But yes, I'm very versatile in what it is that I enjoy. I mean, what it is that I do, and I enjoy, oh, y'all hear my voice? I enjoy doing it most of the time. There are times where I'm like, oh. But then there are times where I just sit and I just start writing. And the characters itself, themselves, their selves, whatever, they have awakened me out of my sleep because they were just in my head.
and they wanted to come out. So they would wake me up, and I would just start writing. I would just grab my phone and start. I would start doing a Madea on my cell phone, and I end up texting myself to my email because the characters would not let me sleep. They wanted out. And, you know, the characters tend to come out whenever they feel like it. And it just happens. And sometimes it can be based on something I saw, something I heard, like I heard a word and that became a trigger to just start writing. And once I start writing, it just go. Sometimes it starts off as a poem and it stays as a poem. Other times it may start as a poem and end up being a whole story because now and voila, there they go. But what do you like about LSO? I like everything. I like the good, I like the bad, and I like the ugly. And all of those components makes up who LSO is, who I am. That's it. Everything is not going to be good all the time. Everything is not going to be bad all the time. And everything is not going to be ugly all the time either. But if you have them in doses, it helps you to learn along your path, along your journey, so that you can have everything that's out there for you. And don't change. If this is who you are, this is who you are, but you have to be mindful and respectful of who you are, that you're not offending someone else. Because just because you are who you are, and if it's offensive to somebody else, then who you are is not who you need to be. But who am I? But I am all of those things. Sometimes you get more of the other, but you know what? That goes back to the first question with friendships and sisters becoming a sister. When you know me, you can come to me and say, what are you doing? That ain't right. No, we're not doing that. What's the problem? And that's the good thing in a true, sincere relationship, that people can come to you and talk to you and call you on your BS. I personally do not like a yes, ma'am type of person. Everything that I do, yes. As much as I hate to be told no, but there are times where I need to be told no so that I can appreciate what's going on or appreciate that moment. If I have a yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, that's not going to work for me because you're not helping me to grow. You're making me more stagnant than I probably already am, and that's not good for me and it's not good for you. But the end result is please don't tell me no because I don't like to be told no. But yeah, I don't want everyone. Oh, because you no. And when I was working in retail, this woman came into the store to do a return. Now the clothes was clearly worn because you can smell the clothes was worn, and she's gonna say she didn't wear the clothes. Now if you didn't wear there's a difference when you try on clothes and you take them off. The clothes will still have the crease from how it was when you purchased it out the store. These clothes was clearly worn, and whatever you did to them, and now you want to come back and bring them, and I would not accept it. She was like, customers are always right. I said, to the hell they are. Customers are not always right, and I do not live by that motto, customers are always right. So in the same token and reflecting that back on myself, I am not always right. So, yes, I need to be called out when I'm not right, but don't tell me no because I really don't like that, even though sometimes you have to tell me no. But, yeah. Now, what do you love about LSO? Nobody put that. How dare they? How dare you people? People, how dare y'all not answer these questions? Came in late. Y'all was working today? Y'all was really working at work today that y'all could answer these questions in a group? I don't understand. But anyway, I can say I love everything about me, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the bad and the ugly leaves room for growth. And the good can leave room for things to get better. I'm not always right. And I know I'm not always right. But sometimes I try to make it right because I want it to be right. So there are times I have to go, or I do go and look in the mirror and talk to myself. And I don't necessarily look in the mirror and talk to myself in just like something is wrong with me. One, I talk to myself so I can see my facial expressions and see how other people are seeing me. And two, sometimes I have to remind myself of who I am and what it is that I want and how it is I am living and how I can achieve my goals, how I can live in my passion. I don't need to wait on others to pat me on my back or to congratulate me. I can do that for myself. And I do it for myself. Give myself the accolades that, you know, that I deserve. Because sometimes you may wait for the congratulations and it may never come. And it may be intentional or may not be intentional. So I will start off as being my number one fan so that I know that, you know, good job, job well done. And that's one of the things I do love about myself. I'm very confident. I can step out and do the darndest. And there are people who have said, no, 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 don't do this, don't do that, and I'll go and do it anyway. And it's not that I'm trying to prove them right or prove them wrong, but sometimes their opinion don't gather up to what it is that I want to do. And then other times I respect their opinion. I'm like, okay, I'll see things through the lens of how they see it. So, you know, it's a twist and turn, and you see how that goes. Now, what would you like to change about LSO and why? We had a gentleman put not one thing. We had another gentleman put not a damn thing. She's perfect just the way she is. That's what I'm talking about. I am the perfect imperfectionist ever. And then, oh, excuse me, I had to swallow. Ooh. Oh, I almost choked myself trying to, swallow my own spit. I was getting ready to say something about me. Oh, man, I lost my whole thought, almost getting choked by swallowing my own spit. Oh, dang, diddy, dang, ding, doom. Oh, sometimes change is necessary. But when you change, make sure you are changing for yourself and you're not changing to accommodate other people or to fit in their bubble or fit in their society or their arena or whatever the case may be. Change, you have to change. And the reason why I say you have to change, because you can't grow. Change comes with growth. In order to grow, you have to change because you have to go to another level. And to get to the next level, it requires some changing and some shifting. So the only time I would use, you know, what I would like to change about me, and that's to change, to shift for my growth. And what I've learned, which was very difficult, and like you hear it when you get on the airlines, what do they say? Put your mask on first.
And in my brain, I'm like, no, this person needs assistance. Let me help them. But if I help them get their mask on and my mask is not on to help me help them get their mask on, then I put both in danger. And that's the same way now I'm living my life, is I'm putting my mask on first. And I now realize that me putting my mask on first is not being selfish at all. It's me being totally authentic and being worthy of for both of us or for however many people there is. So, and I suggest you do the same thing too. Put your mask on first, because you're no good to anybody else if you're not good. And, excuse me, where am I getting all this spit from in my mind? I know that's so rude on the radio live and just talking about spit. But anyway, yeah, so I suggest that to each and every one of you. Put your mask on first, because you need to breathe. And if you're not breathing, how can you help anyone else? And that's just overall straight across the board. Put your mask on first. And, you know, I was sick about when I came back from Mexico. I was sick. I had sinus infection. Then I was told I have allergies. And the allergies is taking me, like, on a different roller coaster ride every damn day. And I have a sore throat. So I should have probably not have done a show tonight to rest my throat. But, you know, I got to come to y'all because, you know, this is what y'all look for. And my throat is raw and scratchy right now. So that is probably why my mouth is accumulating all this saliva. And I have to get it down as well as talk. And, you know, that right there. But anyway, so I'm going to take a break so that I can rest my throat in the intervals of talking. So I didn't have the next song queued up. So y'all got to give me a minute. You know, I'm multitasking over here. I need an assistant. Anybody want to be LSO's assistant and, you know, get things in order for her? Don't everybody answer at all at once. Unbelievable. You know what? I may have to start trading some of y'all in, because y'all not acting right. But hold a minute and listen to the music, and I will be right back.
Me, oh, this is what you want, and we call. think I'm gonna write this one out to as dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet, I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this minute. And I want you to be my paper. No, better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you, and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I wanna fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite, and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you, and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curves like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Anorectomy. The meaning of anorectomy is the art of tearing the ass out the fucking frame. Lick my ass. Make me moist. Prepare me for anorectomy. Enter me until your dickhead kisses my small intestines. Pound me until I roar. Grind on the rounds of my ass. Oh, baby. Fuck me until your balls assume their position through the walls of my pussy. Pull my hair, part my cheeks, glide every fucking inch of your dick in me. Let me feel your balls beat my clit as your dick wreaks havoc on my ass. Pull my shoulders back as you tap my ass. Spank me, bite me, talk shit in my ear. Make me want you.
infuse me, ignite me, make me suck my own breath to mumble the joyous pain. Let's come together as you perform anorectomy. Gracias, papi.
Well, well, and well. Welcome back. Yes, another one that's on the Eargasm CD by LSO. Excuse me. And that one is called Anorectomy. I don't know much about it, but what I do know is that's a hot pelham. That is what I do know. Well, next question. LSO, what new do you have going on? Well, in the group, a young lady had just finished up a photo shoot, heading in out this rain to edit pictures. Well, actually, that part is true. I did just finish up a photo shoot. I actually won a photo shoot, and my photo shoot was on this past Saturday in Times Square with Obsession Entertainment. They're updating their portfolio and social media platforms. So I was actually the recipient of winning, and supposed to have been an hour photo shoot that ended up being a 6-hour photo shoot, and it was phenomenal. We shot 4 different locations, 4 different outfits. And what I really enjoyed too, now others may think like, oh, she's strange, I changed my clothes in 40s in the middle of the street. But let me just let you know, I was in a pod. It's called a pod. And a pod was very, very quick and simple. I mean, quick and simple. No assembly needed. You pull it out the bag, it pops open. And you go inside, and it zips. It zips all the way down. So, and it's dark. You can't see nothing. And it's enough room for 2 people because I needed some assistance in getting, you know, in one of the outfits. And my stylist came in there with me to help me. So, yes, that part is true. I did finish up the photo shoot. As far as editing, no, that's the photographer's job. So he's the one that's going to be doing all of that. And I need to talk with him because he did send me some pictures and he sent some videos as well. So I need to know the pictures that he sent. Is that, I know that's not all the pictures. I think that was just enough just to give me a little tease, because after the photo shoot, for about 3 days, he would give me a picture. Yes, you heard me correctly. A picture to for me to do whatever it is. And, of course, you know, post it on social media and blast him. You know, give him the credits for what it, the work that he did. I can say he was very professional. He was on time. I enjoyed actually shooting with him, as with the other photographers that I've shot with as well. So thank you, Mark of Obsessive Entertainment. I said you have to tune in to find out what, you know, what I have going on. Another, a gentleman put, life, every day is something new. That is such a true statement. I don't know if that statement was for him or if it was for me, but it can go both ways because every day is something new. And the reason why every day is something new, because yesterday is not today. So today had to be new, and tomorrow is going to be new too. So, again, that goes back to earlier when we was talking about changing. By default, things change, people change, life changes. By default, today, this moment right now is going to be tomorrow, talked about in the past, come tomorrow.
because I will never see this day again. I will never see this same 24 hours again. Now, I will see a May 1st again, but I will never see a May 1st, 2023 again. So, yes, every day is something new. And a young lady put my new home. She's very excited. She just got her new home, and congratulations to her. So, I'm glad you asked, LSO, what do you have going on? Well, I can't give y'all too much because, you know, sometimes people take your information and run with it and, you know, try to get theirs out before you because that's the competition part. But I'll let y'all know some of the things that I have going on. I've always wanted to make greeting cards. I'm working on that, and there's one piece particularly that I'm working on, and I have an artist drawing what it is that I want. And I'm going to see if she can get it to me soon. She showed me a quick sketch of it, and usually she doesn't show you when she's working on a project for you. She doesn't show you what it is that she's doing. And the piece that she showed me was phenomenal. So now when she starts working and finishing it up or whatever, I know it's going to be phenomenal because in the place that it's in right now, I'm enjoying it. And I'm going to write the cards that we all want to say. And what was I going to say? Oh, and you're going to pay for the words. And when I say you're going to pay for the words, the cards out now, they're charging you an arm and a leg for a card that says happy birthday or I miss you. Where's the rest of the words? And I'm spending $3.99, $4.99 for this. So when I say a greeting card, it's going to be well worth it. Well worth it. I mentioned this before, that I said I'm a writer on a series called Chess, a guy I grew up with from childhood, public school childhood. He's doing a series that's called Chess. The plot of the whole thing is phenomenal. From how it started out, I was like, ooh, it's kind of rough. But it has to be so that you can understand the concept of it, the end result. And he asked me to be a writer. So I'm actually a writer on this particular series. And yesterday we had an impromptu meeting. And from the meeting, I am now an actress in this as well. Now, I was contemplating if I wanted to create a part for myself or if I even wanted to, you know, act as well as be a writer. So it happened yesterday. So now I will be doing both. And, of course, I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm all of that. And as it said, if you don't get nervous or scared when you're about to jump, then that's not for you. So with that being said, ta-ta-da-da, I guess it is for me. And two people today in just random conversation said, come from behind the scenes. Because I'm always the behind the scenes person. And for me, behind the scenes is what makes everything go on, is what makes everything happen. It brings everything to the reality of what you see. That it behind the scenes is what makes the end result popping. And that's usually where I'm at, because to make sure that everything goes right, this, that, and the third. So now I'm coming from behind the scenes, and now I'm going to be in the spotlight as well. So this is something new for me. It's scary. Today at lunch, I, you know, was reading my parts, and not only am I reading my parts, I'm reading the parts of the person that I'm in the scene with, because
we have to bounce off of each other. I have to know when I'm supposed to say my part, so I have to know what his part is, so I know when to come in and what I need to do. Ask me, do I remember the stuff? I remembered it when I was doing it. Bam, bam, bam. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to record that scene. And while I'm sitting at my desk working, I'll listen to it. I'm a visual person, so I'm going to listen as well as look at the words. And I'm going to make it work because I'm like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. So with me, with the heightness of being scared and nervous, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be. Also, I will be interviewing the producer and some of the cast members on the 18th of this month. So you can meet some of the members of Chess. And you can see, excuse me, how it's going to go down. And you can get to come on and talk with the producer, pick his brain to see what concept he's trying to portray. Also, I believe there's some other characters that need to be filled. So if you're interested in acting, whether you know how to act or not, if you're interested, reach out to me. Excuse me. Because on either Saturday or Sunday, probably Saturday, I don't know. I know for sure one person is auditioning. Two people is auditioning on Saturday. Excuse me. But we are also filming on Saturday and Sunday as well. So while I am there, I will be doing the two scenes that I am in. So I have to get my stuff together. Am I scared? Yes. Am I nervous? Yes. Am I excited? Yes. Am I ready? I'm going to say yes because I'm affirming this for myself that, yes, I am going to be ready. So once I get it in my ear and I can hear what's going on, yeah. So, and what else? And there's some other things that's going on. But I'm not ready to share those other things just yet. But that's enough to hold. That's enough to hold y'all over. And that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work that's going to be put into that. So when I say I'm busy or I'm tired, yeah, it's about to go down for real, for real. I just received a message said, I'm here. It's your calling. You know what? It actually is. I did acting when I was in junior high school and high school. I am with this organization called City Kids, and it's a multicultural organization that, you know, brings different cultures, different backgrounds, young people together, and you can do talk and whatever about anything. So with that group, I was able to do off-Broadway shows. I participated in City Kids Speak. I had the opportunity of meeting a lot of people in the rap industry. I had the opportunity to work with Keith Haring and the painting. I don't know where the painting is now. But we did Keith Haring, we did a City Kids Speak on Liberty. And we all those who participated, I think it was about 1,000 people. I don't remember the exact number of people who participated in this project. And there's a banner that's hanging now that I wrote something on there. Now, this was years ago, and I don't remember what I wrote, so I can scan to find where I wrote something at, but I'm sure I have to think, like really, really think, because I know me, I would write in a space where that's different, like right in the hand or on the floor or the hem or something. And I know I wrote upside down. So those are two things that, you know, I'm going to look for, because we can actually scan, or type in something that I think I may have said, where it'll trace the excuse me, the painting and find it. And I am actually part owner of it because I have shares. For those who participated in it, we were selected to, we got a token. I don't know how to do it well, and I don't know how this token actually works. Excuse me. So I have the token. I forgot how much it's worth, but if you know who Keith Heron is, even if I have a second of it, you know it's worth a lot. So everybody, continue to purchase Keith Heron items, because when you purchase, I win. So I'm just saying. Excuse me. Oh, I'm choking. But yeah, so those are some of the things that I have going on. And I was told before, to do big things. So you know what? Every project that I touch is going to be bigger and better than the last one. And I'm in competition with myself. I want to outdo myself. I want another wow moment for myself. So when I say I want to do this, this, that, and the third, that's because for me, it's bigger than the last project or the last something that I did. So I'm out to to outdo the last thing that I did. So I don't know what's coming next after, you know, being the writer and acting. But who knows? But whatever it is, I am ready. I am ready for it. Excuse me. Okay, what will I tell my future self? You know, one of the statements that I use all the time is, you got this. And I remind myself of this all the time is, you got this, and God got you. And those two statements, is very powerful for me, because sometimes I don't know the who, what, when, where, why, and how, but I just push through and it happens. And the statement, God got you, is, I would tell my niece this all the time, God got you, God got you. And while God got you, he got me too, simultaneously. He's the only person I know can be in all places at the same time. Yeah, I don't know anybody else who could do that, because I know I have booked myself to be in several places. And when I realize, I'm like, oh, I can't do that because it's only one of me and it's five places I need to be. So you know what happens, right? Four places don't get got because I only can be in one place at a time, but God can be all over at the same time. I'll tell my future self to push the boundaries, push my boundaries, because sometimes I will stay in a particular place because it's safe there, it's comfortable there. So I have to push myself past my security blanket that I have for myself, because on that other side is more, is so much more. And these are things that I've prayed for. These are things I asked God for. So now these things that I've asked for is now starting to come to light. I guess before, all the things that I went through up until now, it prepared me for the things that I've been asking for. So
I know some other things is coming too. So all that rain yesterday, it was raining down the blessings on, you know, that's about to happen for me. So that's how I look at it. Lord, this thing is hurting. Also, I would tell my future self to mute those that noise, that's making noise that makes no sense to me and for me. And if that means removing people, then that's what I must do. And the removal of people is to protect my peace, to protect my happiness. I'm learning, excuse me, that this is my journey, and I remind myself of this all the time. This is my journey, and not everyone can travel with me. I have to know when someone's season is up on my journey. I have to know when someone is no longer needed on my journey. Not everyone who rides with me is meant to ride till the wheels fall off. Where there are others who are meant to ride with me till the wheels fall off. And I ask God to show me those people who are in it for the long run for me and with me. So, and I'm okay with it. And it's okay not to be okay. And it's okay to express that you're not okay so that in doing that, I may help someone else when they're not okay. Excuse me. I know before someone, you know, just popped on, they mentioned before that they wanted to talk with me. Young lady, if you still would like to talk with me, excuse me, y'all, I'm sorry, I told y'all. This is from the allergy. Hit me up and let me know if you would like to come on and chat it up with me. Ask me something, make a statement, whatever it is. Let me know. Excuse me. Have I ever disappointed myself? Well, glad you asked. Why, yes. I have disappointed myself. Now, I have disappointed myself more times than I can actually count. And a lot of those disappointments came from because I did not try or because I gave up too quickly. Sometimes, excuse me, sometimes things don't go the way that I need them to go because I may not have prayed about it before I started it, or God detoured me because what I had set for me wasn't the path that he had chosen for me to go to get what it was that I prayed for. So I get frustrated rather quickly. And sometimes I wrote a poem about this before too, that throw in a towel. When do you throw in a towel? And there have been a couple of times I threw in a towel because it was just too much. No, bam, throwing a towel is over. But that same towel I threw in, I went back and got it. And I picked back up and I did what I needed to do. And my end result was successful. So it's not always throwing the towel. It's not always throwing the towel. There's so much more of me to come, and it's the same for you. There's so much more of you to come. So don't throw in a towel. When things get too heavy or feels like you can't do it, go harder. Use that same towel you're ready to throw in to wipe your sweat and keep it pushing. For me, if it came too easy, that means it can leave just as easy. So, you know, if you had to struggle to get a couple of things, don't you know you're going to hold on to it a little tighter and make it worth more because you worked hard to actually get it. And some other things that may have disappointed me, when I knew from the start it wasn't for me, but I entertained it anyway.
whatever it may have been, sometimes you just feel that, I don't know, because you want something or because you need something or you want to do something and you want it to be right now and you know in your heart that's not what it is and you still tend to do it too because you find something. But I'm no longer doing that. If it's not serving me a purpose initially, I'm not going to entertain it to look and see if it's a possibility. If I'm working on a project and I have an idea for the end result and what I have is not working for me in that moment, what I'm going to do is, which is what I usually do, is keep that piece of work and put it to the side. I'm not going to, you know, waste too much more time on that because what I had in mind, it's not giving me. And all work that I do is worth something somewhere else, just not for what it was initially I had. And another time or times I may have disappointed myself was becoming stagnant and wallowing in it. It's okay to be stagnant because it happens sometimes, and it happens more times than it needs to happen. But the key thing is not to wallow in it. In that space now, when I become stagnant, I work through it like I work on a different project. And sometimes I've been having 1,001 projects working on and I have to stop myself and work and so I can give 100%. Remember I talked about 50% early and 100%? I have to give 100% to what it is that I'm currently working on and not spreading myself thin by multitasking and giving 25% here, 30% there, 2% there, and running myself ragged when I can give 100% and complete. And then move on to the next. No, I'm not saying don't multitask. But what I am saying is prioritize in your multitasking so that you can fulfill your end result of what you started out with. But y'all hear me coughing. I'm going to play a couple of more songs. And then I'm going to come back with some more stuff. This is something for you to think about too, because I'm asking myself, am I living true to myself? I'm going to ask the listeners out there, are you living true to yourself as well? Something to think about, huh? But don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
That you could hold me in your arms, try forgiving. I didn't mean to do no harm. Something to send. Had something new. Maybe feel so alone. Maybe it's driving me. Maybe. Remember when we were kissing and the chills I used to get. Now it's just a vision of. Why you messing with my head? Really got me tripping. Thought I could do without you. Forgot I was stuck to you like glue. If only you knew what I go through. I hurt you, I know. I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain. I am not like these. I have real feelings.
Bye. I know
that I was told to go drink some hot tea, but I didn't feel like getting up and trying to make it in between the songs. So as I'm closing out for the night, I will make me some hot tea. I have some, I think it's chamomile and lemon, and I also have black tea, but I think I'm going to have the chamomile and lemon, because that's going to be soothing, and that can also wind me down for the night and prepare me for bed. When I left off, I questioned, am I living true to myself? And I was also asking the listeners out there, those who are on, those who are listening, are you living true to yourself too? Now I am. Not saying I wasn't before, but I wasn't to the degree of how I am now. So I'm going to say, yes, I am authentically living my perfect imperfectionist life. And yes, that makes sense to me. I am a writer. I can make words fit wherever they need to fit. excuse me, I removed people who served no purpose in my life, as well as by default, people have fell off because they no longer served a purpose for me or I served a purpose for them. So people, stop being so concerned when friendships end or relationships end. And when I say relationships, it could be a friendship that's a relationship or your family members or whatever the case may be, because sometimes people will exhaust you. And in the midst of them exhausting you, you are not living in your true self and you're not doing what it is you need to do for you and you're not enjoying living. So, you know, whether you move on and you remove them, or by default, they are removed. Enjoy it. Why? Because now you can get to do you, be you, and excuse me, and enjoyed all. And I stopped pouring into people whose cup was running over. Cup runneth over and over. And then they had the audacity to have extra cups for reserve. And meanwhile, I got sprinkled on. Be mindful of those people. If people cannot pour into you as much as you pour into them, stop pouring. Stop pouring, because at one time, I was pouring from an empty cup. Let that settle in. And when it settles in and you realize, you're like, wow. And I'm quite sure each and every one of us on have been pouring from an empty cup. And you know what? People kept taking. They kept taking it and running with it and doing whatever with it. Meanwhile, you have depleted your well. And you have nothing for yourself, and there's no one pouring into you. Yeah, y'all starting to think back to some times, right? Mm-hmm. It's okay. We all been there. We all done that. But you know what? Now we are older. We are wiser. I am of a certain age, as well as my circles are of a certain age as well. So now we don't have time. We may have had more time behind us now than we may have ahead of us. Now, I would love to live to be 100 and some odd years old. Would love it. Like my grandmother, we don't know the true age, but I believe when she passed, she was 102. So I have longevity in my family. So I, listen, I'm of a certain age. I'm going to enjoy every bit of every day, either with you, without you, or whatever the case may be. You can sit back and you can watch, and I can wave to you while you're on the sidelines. But it's about me. And while it's about me, I also respect that it's about you too. So go ahead, do you, boo. You got this. Do what you do. Make yourself happy. Live in your authentic self and enjoy every minute of it. Last question for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why I raised my voice. Excuse me. Now I got the hiccups, y'all. This is, yes, I know. I'm going. It's almost over. I'm going to drink the hot tea, soothe my throat edge. But y'all know what will soothe your throat right now? Anyway, I digress. Am I achieving the goals that I've set for myself? As of right now, in this moment, I am living in my vision. I wasn't always. I was working towards it, and there were pieces of it. But now I am actually living in it. The things that I said I wanted to do, I am now doing. I guess, you know, my trials and tribulations along the way prepped me to get me to this space right here where I am. And this is what's about to go down. I'm telling y'all, I have some phenomenal things that's in on the side of me waiting to come up off the shelf. And, you know, like, ta-da, it's my turn. Y'all just watch. And I used to be scared of writing things down because in my mind, I don't write it down. And if it don't happen, it's okay because nobody saw it and that nobody was me. I didn't see it. And I'm a visual person. So I didn't fail. This is how I was thinking. Now, I write everything down, whether I write it, I text it to myself, I write it in my little notebook or one of the many books that I have around. So because I am the visual person, now I can see what it is I'm saying before I hear it. Did that make sense to y'all? Well, it makes a whole lot of sense for me because I'm the visual person. So, and I don't see failure at all. If by chance something didn't happen, it didn't happen on purpose. And with
with it not happening for me, I see it as it was a redirection. Because, you know, in my mind, I have this all planned out. In God's mind, that wasn't what it's supposed to be. So, and he let me go as far as I thought I can go, or I thought, you know, he let me go as far as he allowed me to, and then he reeled me back in and was like, no, child, that's not for you. So every failure, that was just a learning lesson for me. That's all it was. And it was preparing me to redirect, detour, go another way, try something different, because that right there wasn't working. So voila, here I am. All the other ways that I've tried necessarily did not work. But now here I am standing and basking in things that I have accomplished. And I was told, because I don't do it often enough, and now I'm beginning to do it a whole lot more now, celebrating myself. Regardless how big it is or how small it is, I would always say, because I'm humble, you know, don't want to whatever. No. If it's something, bask in it. Bask in it. So, like, I guess on Monday I can tell y'all a story. I don't know what the story is going to be, but it will be created real soon. So come next Monday, I'll have a story that I can bask in and celebrate, pat my own self on the back. Why? Because it's an accomplishment. So, and I suggest y'all do the same thing as well. Don't wait for others to pat you on your back. Be your number one fan, as I am my number one fan. So as we begin to close out for this evening, I want to say happy birthday to Andrea, Dawn Daly, Diane, George, Andre, Delphine, Lisa Forevermore, Rodney, Suzanne Shaw, Amanda Fleary, First Cousin, Twin, James of LT Transportation, Wayne, Pop, Franz, Taylor, Lindsay, and Carmen. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. If you're still celebrating, let me know so y'all can pay for me to celebrate with you too. just jokes. But let's get it popping. I love celebrating. Also, congratulations to Kevin of Promethium for the launch of his new app. If you don't know about Kevin, I'm going to have him on the show again. He's about business credit, personal credit, financial stability, all that good stuff. When I tell you he's the truth, he's the truth. He had a Zoom tonight because he's congratulating himself. And I had mentioned, because it's the truth, in school we both was accounting majors. He used to cheat off of my papers. But now all my credit is to him. He's handling my business credit as well as my personal credit, and both is rising simultaneously. So, Kevin, thank you so much. Also want to say congratulations to Byron, my partner of 3 years on his security business. We'll learn more about that because he's going to be a guest on next week, and we can talk to him all about it and find out. So those who may need security, and I believe it's security, like breach security on computers, phones, and, you know, those type of things. I don't think security and manpower standing at a door. But don't worry, he'll be on and he can tell you more about it. Condolences to those who may have lost a loved one. Also, let's lift Danny. Let's lift her mother up in prayer. She suffered. She's now in the hospital. Let's pray for Danny's strength because she most definitely needed it. Send out positive energy. Also, we're going to, you know, keep uplifting our essential workers and our frontliners and our military, because without them, they're the ones who are keeping the peace so that we can have the free and freedom, which, you know, y'all know how it goes for us. But, you know, keep them lifted up in prayer as well. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSO
M. Wiggly D on YouTube. There's some things uploaded, but I'm about to begin uploading some more things because I'm getting some footage together, and that will be up there. So if you have not done so already, please like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D. It's on YouTube. There's some things up there for you to go now and enjoy. Also, LSO's newest project is, our newest book is called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self to Meet Me. Yes, it's kind of deep. I do pieces of it. I'll look at it and I'm like, nope, not ready to do it right now. It makes you aware of who you are. You are talking to you. And there are things that we may have suppressed so far deep down somewhere that now when you start in the book, it'll bring it up and it'll give you closure, it'll give you healing. And it's something you really, really need to have. excuse me. And I also have a package with that where you get an affirmation jar, you get a cork board, you get thumbtack, you get the little pieces of paper where you put affirmations in your jar, or you can use the paper and, you know, and thumbtacks and put it on your cork board, as well as you get another notebook and you get a pen. Trust me, when you start working in the book, you're going to need more pages. I'm talking from experience. We started this beginning in February. It's called the WAP panel. And yes, I said it right, WAP. WAP, WAP, however you want to say it. But that means it's an all-women panel. That's our beauty shop talk where we come together, we have a topic, and we start off on a topic and we may end up somewhere else. But that's our place where the women, commercial-free, just talk. And the last show we did for the WAP, it was Twin, Valerie, and myself, and we talked about friendship that led into sisterhood. We've been friends for a bunch of years. Y'all like that, right? But we've been friends since high school to now. These are now part of my siblings. So look out for the next one. I don't know who's going to be on the panel for the next one and what the topic is going to be, but it's always a phenomenal topic, and we just enjoy it. We chit-chat. Don't forget to tell us when it's your birthday or when you're celebrating something so that, you know, you can get a LSO, Lawless Radio, LSO treat shout-out on your special day, whatever it may be. You could have gotten a new job, or it's your birthday, or you want to celebrate your birthday again, whatever. Let me know, and voila. There it is. Thank you to each and every one of you for your love and support and encouragement. Thank you for answering questions in the group, you know, participating. There have been times where I have not posted something in a minute, and I'll get a text or inbox like, you okay, you good, you haven't posted, what's going on? So thank you to each and every one of you for that. So, you know, if you have something that you would like to post in the group to engage others, you know, feel free to post it. And if it don't go against the guidelines of the group and also social media, I will just go ahead and approve it and have it sit in the group. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. And if you would like to be on the show, hit me up. We can make a topic. Or if you have a topic that you want me to discuss, hit me up with that too and let me know. And I'll make sure I'll get accurate information depending on what the topic is. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL the Chairman with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them.
And if you want, you can give them the feedback in a group. They do. Some do actually respond back. Don't forget to show your support, or better yet, patronize LSO. Order her merchandise at treats and the letter N things, LSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. Oh, also on TikTok as well. In order to get an autographed copy, you have to come directly to my website, LSO's website. But the first two books, Taste and Treats and Erotic Playground, is on Lulu.com, Amazon.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. In closure for this evening, it's always a pleasure spending my Monday evening vibing with each and every one of you in conversation. Sometimes everyone, you know, just want to sit and listen, and I do all the talking. But that's okay. Y'all see what all the talking did to my voice right now? Because when I started off, it wasn't like this. But that's okay. I had conversations with you, and you listened, and you learned, and you enjoyed. Haha. As the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show promises to bring more transparency, awareness, taboo, education, and more conversations, we hope you continue on this journey with us, and we are enlightening and strengthening you in each and every way while we get into each other's business. Why? Because this is what we do. Hope you have enjoyed tonight's show, and you were left with something to think about on the topic, Talk Back to Me, All About LSO. Some pieces of advice for me to leave you with. You are the author of your book of life. You create what's best for you. Therefore, stop letting people write a script. Don't give them a page. Don't give them don't give them anything. They are not worthy. Be your best version of yourselves each and every day. We each have 24 hours a day, no more, no less. What you do with it is up to you. You can change the narrative at any time on your journey and without anyone's permission, and stand firm in your decision. You are the creator of your journey. And yes, no one is perfect, but the perfect imperfections will accept all flaws and turn them into diamonds. Invest in yourself. You are guaranteed to win every single time. Every day is a gift to you, so stop taking it for granted. Live happily in every moment of your life. Live in your peace and not a piece of just because. And because you are worthy, you are enough, you don't have to. Know that you matter. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show tonight and hanging out for 2 hours of conversation. I invite you back next Monday night, and we will do it all over again. Don't forget to pay it forward, because your light will not dull by lighting someone else's stem. I mean, lighting someone else's candle from your stem. If God's will, I will talk to you next week. Stay prayed up. Be careful and stay safe. Hashtag my LSO journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone. Talk to you soon.